up to in, we're doing the laws of Tefillin, and we're up to in chapter 32, and we're in the middle of section, what are we up to? Let's see if, the middle of section 19. So we're up to over here. So we learned the other opinion. We learned two opinions, and now we're up to the second opinion. This is towards the end of Seif 19. It's quite a long Seif, a long section, a long paragraph over here. So he says like this. He continues that he says, "Lefisvara zoi," according to this idea, this opinion, "Ein chiluk beinekev shelifnei akasiva." It doesn't make a difference between a hole that was there before you wrote the parchment and a hole that was made after you wrote the parchment. In the first opinion, we learned there was a difference. That if the hole was before the parchment, then it was no good. It would be no good. If the hole was made after the parchment, then after the writing, then it's okay. But according to this second idea, it makes no difference between before and after. The main thing is you have to have a little bit of an area that is surrounded with the parchment. Shekivon sheklof acholok shemitzad hasheni mitzdarif. Since we're saying that the parchment, the smooth parchment that's on the other side of the letter, can be combined to the letter, because that is considered to be surrounded by the white area, because there is space after the hole, that is considered to be surrounded by parchment even where the hole is. So you don't need to physically, the letter should be surrounded all by the hole, by parchment. Even on the other side of the parchment, if it is surrounded, that would be okay. Even if the nekev is before the hole, even if the nekev, if the hole was there before the writing, it would not disqualify it more than it happens after the writing. Since there is a full letter without the hole. Now, I want you to take a look. Show them the picture. Can you show the picture?
Yeah.
You have the picture on page... Over here we have the picture on page 85. You see?
Yeah.
Over here, in this case, like you have a hole in the letter, this represents the hole. So here you have a letter and you have a hole over here. So the second opinion is of the view. The second opinion is of the view. Like this would be a case and point in which there would be a disagreement between the two opinions. Whether this, something like this, if there's a hole like this, whether this would be a kosher letter. When you write it so in the beginning, which means if such a hole happens after it was written, then it's kosher. The reason is because, according to all opinions, because we still have a thin line, like at the bottom of the dalet, or the bottom of the base, you still have a kosher letter, so that would be okay. But we're talking about when you write it in the beginning, when you write it, one opinion, the first opinion, said that this was no good. You can't write it like that. Why? Because you need this spot of the letter has to be surrounded by parchment, and it's not surrounded by parchment because you have a hole over here. So that's why you can't work it according to the first opinion. But according to the second opinion, this would be okay because even though there is no parchment right next to the hole, but since there is parchment on the other side of the hole, that's considered like parchment for here. So there is, it is considered surrounded. The key is that it has to be surrounded by parchment. And the question is that considered surrounded? The letter has to have parchment all around it. Is that considered to be letter, parchment goes? So he gives the ruling over here. V'ha'iker, the main ruling is kasvar harishoyno. The main thing is like the first opinion that what? That it wouldn't be, that you should not write to begin with in such a way where you're not going to actually have it surrounded all completely by the parchment. You cannot write it like that. And notwithstanding the fact that the rule is like the first opinion, but yet, but we also need to take into account, worry about the second, latter opinion, in a case where we need to be more stringent. What would be in a case? Let's say there is no clear parchment on the other side of the hole. So according to the second opinion, we're using the parchment that's on the other side of the hole to say that it's surrounded with parchment because the other side. But what happens, as we talked about, let's say the letter Nun, a long Nun, and let's say there's a hole from the end of the letter Nun all the way down to the bottom piece of the parchment. So now you don't have no parchment on the other side at all. But in this case, when you have written it, it was there and then it became that way. So according to the first opinion, that would be good because it's already, it happened after, and that would be okay. But according to the second opinion, it wouldn't be good. And this would be in both cases. Whether the hole is outside of the letter, next to the letter, or whether it's inside and it's filling the entire inside place. And then there is yet another opinion, the Yesh Emrim. And there's others that say that that even according to the last opinion, that there's no requirement for the letter to be surrounded by parchment after the reading, after the writing, only on the outside, but not on the inside. That would be kosher. See, in the case like we have over here, in the case where the hole, this is another issue. In the case where there's a hole which is in the entire letter, like in the base over here, there's a hole, so there is no parchment on the inside. Some people say that in that case it would be kosher anyways. Everybody, because the inside doesn't matter. It's only the outside that matters. But the Alter Rebbe again rules that v'nochon lahachmir, that it's proper to be stringent. Let's do the next, if this was already a little complicated, and it was also concluding what we learned late yesterday, so let's go do the next chapter. Now, what happens, you have a letter that has only one stick. Here we're talking about something that has a top and a side, or a top and two sides, but what happens is you have a letter that has only one side. V'im nifsiko achas ma'oisis hapshutois sha'ein lohen elo yorach achas. One of the simple letters he calls, because like the letter Nun, there is one that folds in, that's called a folded letter. A straight letter is the end Nun, which is a straight letter. Same thing is a Chof. A Chof has one long, it doesn't bend in. So what happens if it only has one side, or he gives you the not a chaf, because a chaf actually has a top, yeah. Has a top also, but kigoyin, a vav, like a vav, yeah. Or a zayin, a vav or a zayin, or a nun, pshuta, we'll see. Ukayetzibayim. And what happens if you have a hole over there? So over there, ain't shiurim, kimloyes ketanu sheyud. The amount that will make it kosher is not the small letter of the yud, which would be by the foot of the hay and similar. Earlier we learned that here by the letter hay, right? If you have a hole over here in the bottom of the hay, as long as there is a letter, like a letter yud left on the top, that would be okay. So that would work for a hay, for a dalet, but it would not work for a vav, a zayin, or a nun. Over there it wouldn't work. We're saying it's not, before we had that it has to be left on the top, at least like the size of a yud. But that would not work for a letter that only has one side over here. Okay, why? Because he says Sharivov Shaloy Nishtayer Mimenu Elokim Layud Ains above cloud. He says very simple. If you have a Vov that if it's cut down and all what it's left of it is a yud, so what letter is that?
It looks like a yud.
Then it's a yud.
Yeah.
So we can't, if you have other parts to the letter, a top and a side, so you can say you can have a small leg. Because then, but if it all what it has is one side and you make it too small, then it changes from what it is, it becomes a yud, it becomes the other letter. It's above cloud, that's not considered above at all. And the same thing is bishar, the same thing would be true with all the letters that are straight letters. So how do you know what is kosher or not? Now you have it chopped off. Over here it's a hole. But the same thing would be, it would seem, without a hole. What happens is, you're taking a look, you don't know now, what is it? Is it a vav or is it a yud? What is it? Forget about a hole. Let's say the ink faded. So now you have a leftover piece. How are we going to determine what that letter is? Is it a vav, is it a yud? So he says, the way you make it kosher is you have a child read it. We read a child who isn't too smart and he isn't too foolish. It's like an average child, not too smart and not too foolish. Why? Well, we'll see soon in we'll see why we need something. And what happens then? If the child is able to read it as you're supposed to, he reads it as a yud. You ask him, what's this letter? He says, it's a yud. Then it's no good. But if he says zavav, then it's good. If he says zayin, depending on what he's going to read it. The child who's going to read it. If he reads it like the right, he says, this is, you ask him what letter that is, then it's kosher, then it's kosher. Vim lav pesulis, and if not, it'll be no good, it'll be puzzled. So it really depends on child how he's going to read it. But he says, this would be only by a child who isn't too smart and too foolish, because why? But a child who is smart, who can understand the subject matter, so Dahainu Pirush Amilis means he knows the meaning of the words. So he's not just going to read that letter. Actually, you don't ask him to read the letter, you ask him to read the word. And you see, is he going to read it with a yud, or is he going to read it with a vav, or similar thing. But if he's going to know the meaning of the words, and he's smart enough, so then he's going to put in the right letter in there, just because he knows what it should be there, and then Pirush Amilis. Then he's saying that letter that has been chopped down from his understanding, because that is explained well, it makes sense in the subject matter. He understands that what has to be there. But you can't rely on him, because that's not something that you want to find out. We don't want to find out somebody knows the subject matter, or else we don't even have to ask the child. Then we ourselves can judge by that. But But if he is not so smart that he doesn't understand the subject matter, he doesn't understand the interpretation, even though he's very smart by recognizing letters, that's okay. You rely on him. This is when we say not to be a fool. He has to be able actually to read the letters very well. So he says, so here you see, some people go and they cover up like the front and the back, and they just show you one letter. They tell you, read the letter. And they tell you what the letter is. So the Alter Rebbe writes, so from this halacha we just mentioned, you can learn that you don't have to cover in front of him the other letters as people are accustomed to hide the other letters so he can't see what's written beforehand. Because if that was the case, that the requirement was to cover up the letter, so then even if it was a smart child who understands what we're reading, from where is he going to understand how to read this letter properly? He's not seeing anything. So we couldn't be talking about that. He doesn't know what it means, and he doesn't know the commentary. So why would we need to get a child who's not a chacham? What do we care if he's a chacham? Mainly want to get a child because you think a child can tell this better than an adult. But who cares if he's a chacham? Because he's not seeing the meaning of it. So he's not going to interpret it by the meaning, he'll interpret it by what he sees. He's going to tell you this is what the letter is. So he says, but this is actually talking, I said this was the same thing would apply when there's not a hole. But the case we're talking about is a hole. But nevertheless, in the case where, what happens? You have a nun, right? Okay. And then you have a hole in the middle of the nun, right? But then below the hole, there's another piece, another section. So the child, even if he's not too smart, he's going to combine the two. He's going to read with the hole. So in that case, it's not good enough to show him just the word, because he's going to, then you have to cover up that extra part that is after the hole. So you should just read that section which is above the hole. So he's saying to you, the mekomokim, if a letter that was broken up with a hole, and it was left over from the letter below the hole, so you have a piece on the top, a piece on the bottom. That's what they always do. They connect the dots. So then tzorich lechasis melefonov mashalamata manekev. So you have to cover from before him that piece that is below the hole. You can't show him what's below the hole. Lifishu yitzarfeni mashalamata manekev, because he will combine it with what's on top of the hole. V'yikra'ish kilchas, he'll read it correctly. And we don't need that. We want to make sure just that piece alone is okay. Because we know that you can't combine them. Why? Because you have a hole in between them. So you can't really combine them. But he's going to combine them. So it's not going to help us, because that doesn't help. We don't care if the child tells you that this is a vav, but we know it's not a vav because he's combining it, then that wouldn't help. Now he says, the same thing is true. Sometimes you have, and this is actually a habit, sometimes you have a scrape in the letter that goes through from side to side. This is a scratch in the letter, in the thickness of the letter, and it goes through totally from side to side. But he says, it's only if it goes through from side to side. If it doesn't go totally through the letter, even if it was during the time of writing, then it wouldn't disqualify, because it's not totally separate into two. The only time when a scrape through a letter would be a problem, if it's gone through the entire letter. But if it's a little scrape within the letter, but there is still connected through some piece, that would be okay. We're not talking about a hole, we're talking about a scratch within the letter. So you have ink and you have a little scratch going through the letter, that would be okay. Even if it was during the time of Shazakziva and the Pesellus, because Kevon Shein Hois, Chaluk L'Shtayim L'Gamri, since the letter is not totally split into two, then it doesn't matter. The Eine Doime L'Nekev Shebe'emtzo Oivi, Shepoisel Moye B'Shazakziva. This is not the same as having a hole in middle of the letter, that would middle of the thick of the letter, that would disqualify it if it was there at the time of the writing, because in that time, if you have a hole, we have another problem. It's not the problem because we don't have a good letter. The letter is okay because the letter has some connection. It didn't totally split. The whole the problem is because the letter is not surrounded by parchment on the place that there's a hole there and there's no parchment over there. It's not because it's not a recognizable letter. That's because a hole takes away from the parchment. But the letter itself, the fact that you have a hole in the middle. So let's say you have a base, the roof of the base, let's say. And in the middle you have a round hole. And you still have it all around it. That's a good letter. That would be a problem. The only problem is that the bottom piece of the letter isn't surrounded by parchment because you have a hole in there. So now you have a place, an empty place. The bottom part of the letter, the top part of the letter, there is a piece. There's some on the, over the top or under the bottom, but directly by the place where the ink is, where the space of the hole is, there is no parchment over there. So because the part of the thickness of the letter, which is on this side of the hole, which is on the side next to the letter, so actually, it seems to me, I'm just wondering now, we didn't have this case scenario over here, but the case that I gave over here, it probably would not be possible. If you have a small hole right in the middle of the letter, but it's in other words, it's not breaking up the letter. It's mamish in the middle. You have the roof of a letter, and in the middle of the roof you have a little hole.
That's okay.
That seems to be okay. Why? Because it's surrounded on all sides by the parchment, right. And the letter is good. Right. All the examples we had before was that it ate up part of the letter doesn't have parchment around it, because
it doesn't have ink around it.
It doesn't have the ink over it,
or doesn't have ink over it, So that means it doesn't have ink over it. That's right. But if every part of the hole has ink over it, that shouldn't be a problem.
No,
because in that case everything is surrounded and the letter is okay, because a little bit of a hole in the letter, as long as it's not totally split, then the letter is okay.
Right, because we also said that even if you could make the hole, cover the hole with the ink, plug it up.
Okay, that would be not a hole at all.
Well, it is a hole.
Okay, yeah. but that's not a hole that would bother us.
Okay.
But I'm talking about even a hole, that hole, it has to be situated, like if we have the hole over here,
the dalet
over here.
If you had a hole,
if you had ink on the top over here too,
no question,
that would be okay.
Sure.
Why? Because the letter is still there. A letter with a hole in the middle doesn't disqualify the letter.
No, plus you can differentiate the letter from another letter.
Oh, yeah, of course. We were talking about you can still differentiate it.
I think that's the main
thing. There has to be a differentiation. If you can't differentiate, then it's other. Yeah, but I'm saying just if this was in the middle and it had ink on the top,
would be no problem.
There would be no problem if a hole just in the middle, because that's what we're learning now, that a crack only would disqualify if it goes through the whole entire letter. So that if you have a crack going here,
yeah.
Now in this case it wouldn't disqualify it, perhaps because there's enough of the letter on the bottom.
But what if it's?
But if there isn't enough in the letter at the bottom, say that you have a crack going this way.
What if you had an above right through here?
That's right, by the base, right through here.
Not
the base.
We're talking about this letter.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, say you had a crack right through here.
That's right. Exactly. Okay.
All right.
That would be a problem.
That
would be a problem because it's totally cracked.
Cracked.
Or the same thing is, if it's cracked in a place where you're losing the shear, I mean, if it's cracked in a place where you still have the shear, like if it's cracked by the dalet over here, not a hole, if it's cracked at the end of the dalet, and you still have enough of a dalet over there, that wouldn't be a problem.
This would separate the letter.
Okay, so then you'd have to scrape off probably the other side of the letter. But I'm saying, but you'd still have a full, you would still have a full letter.
You could look at it and know what the letter is. But, but then again...
So if you have a hole which is in the middle of this thickness, that would disqualify over there, is because part of the thick mixes of the oish mitzad zeshlanekif and makonekif, because part of the letter is not surrounded by the parchment. The chain mixes oish mitzad zeshlanekif, and also she mixes. Oh well, I'm not doing. I think you have the English over here.
On
I'm doing 91, page 91.
I don't have that because I can't.
You don't have, okay. But I actually think
what it is.
Okay, let me just say one second. She mixes ovi ha'ish mitzad zeh shel ha'nekev. I'm going to read it because part of the thickness of the letters that's on this side of the hole isn't surrounded by parchment at the place of the nekev. V'chei mixes oivish mitzad zeh shel ha'nekev, and also part of the thing on this side. No, he's saying not like we just interpreted, just the opposite. He's saying to you that if you had just the opposite, if you do have a hole running through the middle of a letter
with the ink on all sides,
with a hole, would still be no good. Why? Because he's saying, because each thickness of the letter doesn't have parchment around it. It has a part of it which doesn't have a parchment. The top of this side of the hole doesn't have parchment underneath it, and the bottom of the other person doesn't have parchment.
But that's only when you're writing it.
Yes, because but later on,
you get the hole when they're checking it, it's okay.
Later on, we learned that it should be okay because we don't need it to be Mukav Gevil. Yeah. That is okay. That would be okay according to the first opinion, but we have to be machmer the second opinion. We have to go into that.
Which opinion you want to go by?
Yeah, well, we have to go by the halacha. Okay, so he said like this. All right, so let's go finish up this sieve. So this is different. So you see, because it's a hole, so every part of the letter has to be surrounded by parchment. So if it's full, okay. But if it's not full, then if it's a crack, though, so on the both sides of the crack is surrounded by parchment, so that's okay. You need to be surrounded, both sides of the crack are still surrounded by parchment. When you have, if you have a crack in the middle, not going from side to side, not a crack, I'm talking about an ink missing. Somebody scraped out a letter.
Is this when he's writing it or when you're checking it?
I don't know that it makes a difference over here.
It's on the hole.
Yeah, but over here, I mean, when he's writing it, he wrote it the proper way. Now we're talking about when he's checking it. And we're talking about that it has to be kosher. And you're looking at a letter, and you see that the letter inside of the letter has a scrape. Is that kosher or not?
Yeah.
So he says to you that is kosher.
Yes,
as long as it's not going through, across, through the entire letter, if there's some of the letter still there, then it's okay. Why? Because every piece, even both sides of the scrape, have parchment around it.
Right.
But if in that, instead of a scrape, there was a hole over there, that would be no good because those sections would not have parchment for the inner or the outer side of the ink. That's what he's saying over here. So he says like this. He says, he actually, that part of the letter which makes the letter kosher, it will be okay. So actually it has to, the way we have to look at it is that there is leftover ink on the bottom to make it a good letter, and that's why even if it went through, so we are talking like we're talking about an image 8 over here, for example, right?
The dalet
over here, right?
Yeah.
So if you even have this line, we say this is kosher But it wouldn't be kosher because there's a hole there, according to the second Pirur Machmir. But over here, it would be kosher because the thickness is enough. So even if you have a scrape over here, it would be okay. So what I don't understand, well, who cares? So the same thing if it would be a scrape that goes from side to side. I don't understand, but so let's say we have a full scrape over here.
Yeah, on the dalet.
On the dalet, at the top.
Yeah.
That'll be okay.
Yeah, because
why? Because you still have a letter.
Right.
Letter's still good. So what's the difference between a scrape that is going from side to side? The name Srita maybe later.
If it goes along, Jeff.
Yeah, but if you had a right here in the above and had a scrape right through the whole
thing,
that would separate the letter.
Yeah.
So what? Who cares that it's separate? But if it separates the letter,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm in a way that it doesn't passle it. Let's continue. Let's see. Maybe we'll figure out when it goes there. I'm not clear about it. Maybe we have to look at the English here and see what it says. The ima srito iveres meiver leiver, if the scrape goes from side to side. Vahoisu came bishas aksive, it was there when you wrote it. So you wrote it in a way that there was a space. Yes, Emrim, there's also say Shein Kriyas Hatinuk Ma'elizba. The reading of the child is not gonna help that. Even if you're going to cover which is below, you know what we're talking about over here. I understand. The reason why I'm not understanding it is because we're talking about the length of a one-sided ling. We're talking about cutting the length of a vav, or the calling the length of a nun, what we were talking about before. And we're talking about that there is a scrape that goes through from side to side.
Oh.
If there is no scrape that goes through from side to side, then the leg would still be considered. Oh. If there is a hole over there, he says, if it doesn't go through from side to side, we're talking about the length. We're not talking about, take that everything we learned before back. We're talking about the line that goes, we're talking about a vav, for example. So a vav or a nun ending nun, a vav or an ending nun, okay? So if you, what he's saying like this, that now we're talking about you have, instead of a hole, you have a line going across. So now you shorten the leg. You're not sure it's a yud or a vav.
Okay.
So he's telling you though, but if it didn't go through from side to side, it doesn't matter. Why? Because you don't need any thickness from the thing. So take away that piece and it's going to be kosher the other side, and everything is surrounded by parchment, which is unlike if you have a hole over there.
Right.
This is really over there.
Separated.
What separated don't have any parchment. We're really talking about a hole over here, like in the Zion over here. Maybe there's a hole. It doesn't say that in the Zion.
No, but I think what he's showing is long.
Or in by the hay. You see, yeah. By the hay over there. So we're talking, but here we're talking about vav and zayin. So he's saying there is no amount for the thickness of the leg. So therefore, if you have a, if you don't have a scrape that goes through from side to side, then you, oh. But what happens if you have a complete line, a scrape that goes through? Now you're not sure, is this a vav or a yud? What do we do over there? So if it was when you wrote it in such a way, it was when you wrote it, it was such that there was a little scrape over there in the middle. Yes, that the reading of a child isn't going to help you. Even if you're going to cover up from him, he's not going to see the bottom. It's only if it was written originally properly, and then it has been shortened through a hole or through a scrape, of course. But if you write it with a scrape, that's no good. If it was short to beginning, it's kosher. Other thing. Where would be the practical, very practical case? This happens a lot of times. The sofer goes and writes one of the letters, but forget about a scrape. He's not sure later on. He is not sure if it's long properly. So what would you suggest what he does?
Check with the text to see.
No.
Let him make it a little longer.
That's yeah.
But you can't do it because in the Sefer Torah, the mezuzah has to be written, the tefillin, in order. If it's no good, he cannot look it over and go back because it will be not in the order. And you rely on him. This is the main. That's the halacha. It happens all the time. A scribe is writing a mezuzah. See, I shouldn't say all the time, but it happens sometimes. Because I remember I was called in as a kid myself to read. Because what happens is he's writing a mezuzah, and then he wrote it, and he thought he had it right. He goes further. Now I'm not sure. Is it a vav? Is it a yud? So he says, you call in a child.
I don't say, read the letter.
Read the letter. Now, I guess if you don't have a child, maybe you can cover up the front and ask him to look what it is. Now, it seemed, he didn't mention over here, but we know it can be very different size. You know, you have 10 points, you have 12 points, you have 14, 16, right, 18, right, 20. Right, right. So, you know, a vav in a ten point can be a yud in a 26 point, right? I mean, it's a lot lower. So it seems almost if you just show a child and you tell him, "Tell me, is this a vav or a yud?" He has to tell you. I got to see what the letter beforehand. I got to see what size font it is. I can't tell you if it's a vav or a yud because vav or yud, everything is relative to the writing. It almost seems that Al-Tareb doesn't bring it down. It almost seems that he has to show him what's written beforehand, just so you should know to judge by what's the font size of over here. If it's a smaller, and he has to measure the vav relative to the other letters. He cannot just independently. You can't take it out of context and just take out a letter, put it on the board, and say, "Is this a vav or is this a yud?" He will tell you depending on what the size of the other letters are. I'll tell you if it's a vav or a yud. You can't really tell. He doesn't bring up that argument, but it almost seems that he has to look on the before just to be able to have a frame of reference how to judge it in one way or the other. He doesn't bring this up. Okay.
So the word isn't told to the child to read just the letter?
What?
The whole word isn't told to the child to read.
No, that's what he said. He said that it's not like the custom to block it up,
right. Yeah.
Because that wouldn't. But that's not the custom. But he doesn't give that reason that we're saying now.
Right.
He says it's not necessary. That's why you have to give it to a child who doesn't understand the subject matter. So therefore, he is not going to make the mistake. Okay.